السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیہ ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا، من يهده اللہ فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم، عتوف الروف من يسمى بأحمد. رسالة الدرود الشريف: اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا خير من دفنت في القاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم، نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah Rabbul Izzat, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, master, protector, lord of the worlds. Durood and salam, peace and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah Pak has given us the wealth of Iman. Allah preserve and protect our Iman, strengthen our Iman, let us die with Iman, rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have Iman, and make it such that our Iman shines, that we have entry into Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. The effort of Iman is important. This we call Hidayat. I wish to divide my talk into four aspects, inshallah. First is the oneness of Allah and Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second, related to Ramadan, in cognizance with Tawbah. And third is about Dua. And the fourth aspect, inshallah, is little bit of the Khidmah we are doing in the services of the prison. Brothers in Islam, somebody shows importance to something, he or she talks about it. Somebody talks about their family, somebody talks about sport, somebody talks about their car, somebody talks about business. All the time it is playing in the mind. Everyone seated here has some preoccupation. You came from your occupation, Allah reward you for closing your doors. This is Allah consciousness, because it is the command of Allah. The same taqwa we are restraining ourselves in the month of Ramadan, the same taqwa that is developed, inshallah, inculcated in our hearts, we want to continue after Ramadan, inshallah. So brothers in Islam, we talk about something that has some importance in our life. Mostly it is worldly things. But little do we realize, the more we talk of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the more the favors of Allah will be upon us. And the more we talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Nabi sallallahu wa ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's dua will be with us. Inshallah. Who is our Khaliq? Who is our Razik? Who is our Malik? Allah jalla jalaluhu amma nawaluhu. The child may think that the father is bringing everything at home. He is working and providing. But we need to make the child and children understand that Allah is the originator. Allah is the creator. Allah is the provider. Allah is the nourisher. We talk of everybody else. Did we ever talk of Allah from morning to now? Did we invite somebody towards Allah, Rabbul Izzat? Did we link somebody with Allah, Rabbul Izzat? It is said very beautifully in Urdu. Hum isliye kehte hai ke Allah ki barai bayan karo. Isliye ki Allah ka haq hai. Hymn the praises of Allah daily, morning to evening, because it is the right of Allah. Talk of everybody else. That will be worldly. They will be left behind. Your children will be left. Your business will be left. Your car will be left. That sport will eventually, you will have to give up. But when you talk of Allah, the greatness of Allah will enter the heart of that mu'min. Iman and nur will shine in that heart. Allah will make you the means of hidayat, inshallah. May Allah grant me and all of us hidayat. Talk about Allah. Al-awwal bila bidaya, wal-akhir bila nihaya. Allah is first, ever-living, everlasting, and Allah is last and never to end. Did we think about that? Allah is Razik, for example. Allah says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا. Allah says, I am the provider, nourisher. Who is feeding us? Who is feeding the jinnat? Who is feeding the malaika? Who is feeding the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah, Allah, Allah. Har dam, Allah, Allah, kar, noor, se apna, seena, bar. This is what we heard from the mashayikh. May Allah give us the reality that in our houses, in our business, we talk of Allah. Start opening the shop with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Shaitan won't enter. Allah will enter. There'll be barakah in that home. There'll be barakah in that business. When you open your car door now, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah is everywhere, omnipresent, omniscient. We need the power and the nusrat of Allah all the time. We can't even lift our hand up without the power and the qudrat of Allah. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Today we're lifting our hand and we can make dua, we can touch the Kaaba, we can see things. But tomorrow, if Allah has to paralyze us, who will be able to lift his hand? Talk of the greatness of Allah. Say, inshallah, brothers. Take the name of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Count any names. I don't have the time to talk about the Asmaul Husna. But it comes in one hadith. Whoever learns the 99 beautiful names, learns them, memorizes them, reads them, and make a dua with those 99 names, Allah Ta'ala guarantees that person Jannah. So talk of any sifat of Allah, quality of Allah, attribute of Allah, it will be a form of reward for you. It will be a form of sawad for you. You'll be drawing closer to Allah. And one hadith it comes, if a person says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the morning, 100 times, and 100 times in the evening, his face will shine like the 14 full moon, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah. Then if a person takes the name of Allah, Allah, everybody just repeat one time, Allah. How you feel taking the name of Allah? If you say 10 times, you will feel the help of Allah with you, the nur of Allah with you, your taqwa will increase. So please, brothers, one advice, that take the name of Allah wherever you are. You're going to eat that iftari at iftari time. Take the name of Allah. Allah is Razik, giving us so many favors. La in shakartum la azidannakum. We make shukr to Allah for the favors given to us here in South Africa, in our homes, in our dastarkhan, in our masjid, wherever we are. The wealth of iman, so many favors Allah has given compared to so many people who don't have. So we make shukr on this, Allah will increase it. So that is why we make shukr on the iman that we have, inshallah. This will create this taqwa. My Allah is watching, wherever I am. Main jahan bhi rahu, jis fiza mein rahu, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawarallahu Marqadahu used to say, wherever I am, whether in the skies, whether in the earth, whether in the seas, wherever I am traveling, my taqwa must be with me. Now what is this taqwa we're looking for? Allah consciousness. You can't come to the masjid and say, even if you go to masjid taqwa and say, Maulana, give me 1 kilogram of taqwa. No, each one of us have iman, you got taqwa. Iman is embedded in the recesses of our heart, because Allah only stores himself in the hearts of these people, of the Muslims. And taqwa Allah gives to those whom he chooses, everyone have taqwa, be conscious of Allah. That is why we're not eating, we're not drinking from dawn till sunset, because that is the taqwa. If somebody tells you to break that fast 5 minutes early, you'll say, no, my Allah is watching, there's still time. So that same quality of Allah consciousness should be retained, not only in Ramadan, not only till iftar, after iftar, and also must continue inshallah till after Ramadan for the next 11 months. That is why we sit in the company of mashayikh. Allah has given us beautiful season of Ramadan. Allah has given us Jumu'ah, third Jumu'ah of the Mubarak month, Mubarak time. This is the time to beseech taqwa. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wal-tuqa wal-afaf wal-ghina. Say ameen, brothers. Allah grant us hidayat. Allah grant us taqwa. Wal-afaf. Allah give us park damani, make us chaste. Wal-ghina. And give us richness from his side and goodness for the entire ummah, inshallah. Brothers, it is important we talk of Allah all the time. Secondly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We owe it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how much of durood and salam? Maulana spoke about durood and salam. In Jumu'ah it is, it should be increased. But there's two aspects of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is Iman bir Rasul. And Muhabbatur Rasul. Ita'atur Rasul. Fikre Rasul. And Zikre Rasul. All this keep it in mind. One is having the aqeedah. I believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But is my life in conformance with the shariat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Quran and Sunnah? Am I doing opposite to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Am I causing pain to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or am I pleasing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Every Monday and Thursday, if you don't know, especially for the youth, a report is given to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the entire ummah. And imagine Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam being happy. Somebody practiced on one sunnah, say the sunnah of miswak. One sunnah I'm teaching you, brothers, inshallah, say inshallah. If you're not using it, start carrying a miswak and use it for every salah. 70 times the sawab will be increased. Imagine Ramadan, multifold, how many times? Mutahhiratul lil fam. It cleanses the mouth. It creates noor in the heart. And a sahabi was passing away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was passing away. He asked Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala to wet that miswak. She chewed it. And he sucked it, he chewed on it. And he said, As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. My Nabi of Allah used the miswak as a great sunnah before he passed away. Are we using this miswak? Don't think any sunnah to be small. And while I'm in the sunnah, don't make a mockery of the sunnah. Brothers, very, very important. We see, mashallah, the noor on the faces. Maybe we heard it, we didn't hear it. This is wajib according to all the four a'immah. Keep one first beard. Look at the noor on the faces of the brothers. Some have kept designer for the month of Ramadan. Allah reward you. But make a niyat inshallah in the house of Allah. On this Jumu'ah, I will keep the noor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on my face inshallah. Then on the day of Qiyamah you will say, Tere mehboob ki ya Rab, shabahat leke aya hu, hakikat usko tu kar de, me surat leke aya hu. At least I tried emulating the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't break any sunnat. And don't say this is small sunnah and big sunnah. Every sunnah, man tamassaka bi sunnati, inda fasadi ummati, falahu ajru miyata shaheed. You'll get the sawab of 100 martyrs for practicing on one sunnah morning to evening, inshallah. This is about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, coming to the Mubarak month of Ramadan, we always hear this hadith of the Ameen and climbing up the minbar. But take a lesson. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivering the khutbah. Always ascends the minbar like the imam does on Eidain and khutbah on special occasions. He ascended the minbar. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down and cursed three categories of people from his ummah. And whose ameen? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ameen. Where in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You think that dua won't be answered? Or that bad dua, Allah forbid, Allah protect? First, a person who finds himself in the month of Ramadan and is not forgiven. Allah Pak, forgive us, our families, the entire ummah, inshallah. Don't be selfish and say, oh Allah, forgive me only. Forgive my parents only. Forgive the entire ummah, we make dua because we are collective ummah. First category of people, we find ourselves in month of Ramadan. The ashara of forgiveness. Are we forgiven? Did we make tawbah for ourselves? Did we say istighfar? Did we really cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the moment. This is the occasion. This is the ashara. Don't wait for tomorrow. You may not have an opportunity. Now is the moment, inshallah. I make tawbah. Say inshallah, we all will make tawbah. Number two, a person finds himself with his parents or any one of his parents alive and is deprived of Jannah by not serving them. How much of pain? Today on the radio I gave an interview and I said, brothers, fasting in his place, salah in his place, other ibadat in his place, but reconciling between two Muslims is more greater in the eyes of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then a mother called and said, Maulana, my two sons are not talking for almost 1.5 to 2 years. How can we reconcile? I said, they must make tawbah. They must come by your feet and make maaf in the court of Allah one. That's huququllah between them and Allah. But huququl ibad, Allah ta'ala forbid, Allah forbid that we get caught on huququl ibad. Two sahaba were arguing in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out to inform the sahaba, when is the night of Qadr? Two sahaba, way in Medina Munawwara, the reward is 50,000, 100,000 sawab in such mubarak places. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out, they were arguing. Two sahaba were arguing. Immediately, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgot the exact night. And he said, if one night, then they would have only worshipped that night. But the wisdom of it is, Allah ta'ala sent Laylatul Qadr, he says, search for it. The wisdom was greater because of the argument. Imagine if two musallis are arguing, the barakah goes away. Two brothers are fighting, how much of barakah is gone from their lives? Will their ibadat ever be accepted? One person was going for hajj last year, I remember, and he came and he informed another alim, and we heard this, and he said, you know what, I'm having a problem with my family, a certain member and my son. You think my hajj will be accepted if that person don't forgive me? They say, go and ask maafi from your son and your family members first. That is huququl ibad, the rights of Allah, huququllah. Allah will forgive you in Arafat. That pain came off his shoulder and his heart when he went for Arafat and said, oh Allah, let him forgive me in the dunya. Brothers, don't harm your parents. Imagine the taklif a mother is going through in the month of Ramadan, where two sons are not talking to each other because of some inheritance issue or something. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Don't cause eza to a Muslim, a taklif to a Muslim. And the third one is, when a person hears my name Muhammad, he doesn't recite sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much more durood and salam? Recite durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. There's one durood. اللهم صل على محمد في أول كلامنا اللهم صل على محمد في أوسط كلامنا اللهم صل على محمد في آخر كلامنا Oh Allah, send durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the beginning, in the middle, in the end. You see, a person reads this a few times as if he's sending durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So besides iman bir rasul, sunnat ittiba, and sending abundant durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is sitting here doesn't have a pain? Nobody. Har dard ki dawa hai, salli ala, recite durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyana wa shafiyyana maulana muhammadin wa barik wa salim. Coming to the important lesson, brothers, is istighfar and tawbah. There are two aspects. Taqwa you'll hear all the time and tawbah you'll hear. First is acknowledging the mistake. Say, when a person commits a sin, there are four witnesses if you don't know. Somewhere on the ground he's committing that sin, whether he's going up 50,000 feet also. Somewhere he is, isn't it? يَوْمَ إِذِن تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On the day of Qiyamah, that particular piece of ground will speak out against this person, that he made zina here, he took riba here, he did this and he did that there. اللَّهُمَّ فَزْنَا. He broke the heart of his mother on a particular piece of ground. يَوْمَ إِذِن تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. The ground has recorded it. Number two, he did the amal with some body part of his. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Every one of us have committed some sin or made a mistake. How can we hide from Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the creator of us and everything, on the day of Qiyamah, when he will seal the lips and our hand will talk that I slapped somebody with this, I stole with this hand, I did something with my legs or whatever it is. Allah protect us. Even with our eyes, to Allah protect us, our eyes and our heart. The third thing, we cannot hide. Allah Ta'ala has got kiraman katibin, the angels recording the deeds. You may hide from your father. You may hide from the community. Can you hide from the malaika? Can you hide from Allah Rabbul Izzat? Not only that, Allah has got the fort proof against the person if he doesn't make tawbah. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. On the 15th night of Bara'ah, it is said, أَعْمَالْ نَامَا. The books of deeds are recorded and changed. Allah gives new books. Allah knows how many minutes we got left, days left, moments left. Who knows whether we'll see the end of the day? Who knows whether we'll see Eid? This is the moment now. Four records, witnesses against a person. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِنَ التَّوَّابُونَ. Every child of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is a sinner, and the best of sinners is one who repents. This is the moment, brothers. Don't wait for the big night. Every night is شَبِّ قَدَرَسْتْ. That night which is spent in the obedience of Allah, in sincere tawbah, one teardrop came out, Allah Ta'ala has accepted your tawbah. Hadith Qudsi, that means Allah Ta'ala speaks to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is Allah's word. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, لَأَنِينُ الْمُزْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ زَجَلِ الْمُصَبِّحِينَ. A person making tasbih in the court of Allah, subhanallah, astaghfirullah, alhamdulillah, mashallah, mubarak to him, carry on. But a person repenting on the mistake and the sin with the firm intention of ruju ila Allah, tawbah to Allah, firm intention of paying back whatever he has taken, firm intention of not going back to that sin and vice. Allah make us amongst the tawwab, inshallah. And Allah make us such that we become the beloved of Allah through even tawbah. If we can't get the taqwa through tawbah, there is a door and window of opportunity and hope open for us. Tubu ila Allah jami'a. It is said a person makes tawbah. لَأَنِينُ الْمُزْنِبِينَ. He must cry in the court of Allah. And he should imagine himself when you sit in a gathering, if somebody is crying, automatic some barakah will fall on you. How many du'as were made from this musalla by the mashayikh? And reward Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah fill his qabr with noor. He cried here for the ummah. People in other countries got hidayat. Brothers, the barakat of it. We had Maulana Ayub sahab came the other day. He said, Masjid-e-Noor has the noor of the mashayikh still. He came here, I said, let me derive something of the noor. Why can't we all derive the barakat and soften the heart? Make maaf. Shake hand with the musalli. Shake hand with the person you're not talking to. You be the first one. And swallow that pride of yours, that anger of yours, and say, please make me maaf. Go to your mother, go to your father. And if they are passed on, go to the qabristan and send Isa alayhi sawab. Takleef in the ummah. Divorce takes place. The whole family is not talking. They're passing remarks. Person involved in some business deals went wrong, then you're passing that fellow is a kafir, you're giving him fatwa. Allahumma fazna. In the month of Ramadan, we don't carry on like this. So the four witnesses will be why? It is said in a hadith, At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanb kama la dhanba lah. When you make sincere tawbah in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives and obliterates and wipes out. That is why we should make part of our dua. Wa'fu anna, repeat, wa'fu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna, anta maulana, fansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. Wa'fu anna means, oh Allah, pardon us. Waghfir lana, oh Allah, forgive us. Warhamna, now show mercy upon us. We are too weak to be tested, oh Allah. We make the sin, the tawbah breaks, come back. Say, mayus na ho, ahle khata. Ahle zami apni khata se, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, a great wali of Allah, Nawwarallahu marqaduhum, many of you have seen, have come to this masjid. He was a sheikh of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah and many ulama. He said, mahayus na ho, ahle zameen apni khata se, don't be saddened by your mistakes. Mahayus na ho, but he gave hope. He said, taqdeer badal jati hai muzdir ki dua se. Yo, one dua, one crying, one moment, one gathering like this, one jum'ah, one tawaf, one two rakat salatu tawbah can change your entire taqdeer. Last few, one story I'll tell you. Many sahaba stories, but Sheikh Ibrahim ibn Adham was a king. He gave up his kingdom and became a wali of Allah. While walking in the jungle, he sees a drunkard. He recognized him. This is my friend's son. A Muslim. He said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ek musalman is halat mein. Drunken state. And I must say it, brothers. It is shocking that Muslims are taking drugs. Muslim on drink. Muslim in zina. I know I work in the jails. I will tell you. Now in Ramadan, two hafiz got caught for drugs. Hafiz a Quran. This is telling the community, we are a sick community, brothers. And our country also, Allah give our leaders hidayat. Instead of building more hospitals and rehabs and schools, they're building more prisons. 160 prisons we got. 166,000 is the population of the prison in South Africa. We got 6,500 Muslims. We don't be judgmental about anybody. For various crimes. But we make dua, Allah give them hidayat. The pain of the ummah you must feel. Anyway, Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi was walking and he came. He saw this person. He said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Mere dost ka ladka hai, this is my friend's son. He got some water from the well. He took it out. Splashed it on his face. He actually made wuzu for him. He said, in the name of Allah, make tawbah. That's all he told him. He got up from the drunken state. And he said, Sheikh Ibrahim. Anta Sheikh Ibrahim. Yes. And a wali of Allah, everybody can look. In that drunken state, he got up. He became sober. He said, yes. What did Ibrahim ibn Adham say? I only made wuzu for you. He said, mere haath mein toba kar lo. Make my toba now. Immediately, he said, Ya Allah, unko wali bana de. That's all. Unko wali bana de. He didn't even make ghusl. He didn't make anything. Only Sheikh made wuzu for him. He said, Ya Allah, unko wali bana de. He carried him all the way to his house. Told his father, I found him. Now he is sober. He's made toba. Let him make ghusl and come to the masjid. That same night, Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, come in the dream of Shaykh Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi. What he tells him? Anta ghasalta wajhahu li ajlik. You washed his face for my sake. Ana ghasaltu qalbahu li ajlik. I purified his heart for your sake. I made him the awliya of the time. Put your hand in the hand of somebody. And if you don't know where to go, come and shake the hand of the muazzin, the imam and the hafiz and tell him, make dua for me. And then Allah must forgive me. Have a shaykh, brothers, that will make dua for you. Have a sheikh, a mentor, a spiritual guide that will make dua for you. Allah forgive us. Allah protect us. And the last is, brothers, about our work in the prison, most of you know, but we make dua for them. Dua and fasting, dua and tawbah, it goes together. Shahru Ramadan is full of Quran, dua, tawbah, a fasting person. So far, 8 people got hidayat in Westville prison just by listening to the azan, being in the fasting room, somebody by learning to Quran, meeting a friend who was keeping his beard and wearing his topi. Your identity, my advice to the youth, not only in Ramadan, all of us, keep your identity as a Muslim. Your beard, your topi, your kurta, our sisters will wear the hijab. After Ramadan, retain that taqwa in your identity. Inshallah, zahiran wa batinan, the taqwa inside, outside will identify I am a Muslim. Don't embarrass Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't be a cause of pain to my Nabi on the day of Qiyamah when he will turn his face away. If you have shaved your beard, he will turn his face away. You were my ummati. I cried for you at Miraj. I cried for you on the night when I was dying. I cried for you on the day of Qiyamah. I will be saying, Ya Rabbi ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati. When Nabis will be saying, Nafsi. And you mocked my sunnah. You mocked my way of life. You had the Quran in sunnah. You had the ulama. You had the best masajid. You had the best Ramadan. You had everything. You the favors of Allah and yet you went against the command of Allah. What answer are we going to give to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Brothers, this is a pain. So to recapitulate, my time is up. Talk of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say inshallah. Spend our Ramadan correctly. We have the last portion of Ramadan in tawbah and istighfar. Give sadaqat. My time is up. One more ayat I want to quote before I finish off. There's 10 qualities left. In one ayat, Allah summarized in Surah Al-Ahzab that we should have now obtained these 10 qualities. Innal muslimin wal muslimat. Strengthen and become submissive to be Allah, not only by name, by quality and deed. Wal mu'mineen wal mu'minat. Rejuvenate our iman that Allah Ta'ala has given us free of charge. Protect this iman because it could be snatched away. Innal muslimin wal muslimat. Wal mu'mineen wal mu'minat. Wal qanitin wal qanitat. Become obedient servants of Allah, male and female. وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ become submissive and humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ so much so that we obtain sabr through this fasting. Allah has given us so much. So have this quality of sabr. وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ become truthful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ become charitable. Give your zakat, give your sadaqat, give everything in good causes. وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ Allah is looking at us with grace, the fasting was. And then, وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ And those who protect, وَالْحَافِظَاتِ The males and the females, they look after their chastity, their honor, their integrity as Muslims.
وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Make the zikr of Allah. Make so much tawbah, istighfar, that Allah gets happy. Malaika get happy. And you are forgiven, inshallah. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala himself says, I will give them maghfirat and ajran azima, inshallah, in Jannatul Firdaus. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانًا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم بارك لنا في هذا اليوم، يوم الجمعة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، O most merciful Allah, shower mercy upon us. O most beneficent Allah, O most forgiving Allah, forgive us and our entire families and the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, on this Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah in the month of Ramadan, in this Mubarak place of the masjid, Ya Allah, we making Tawbah from all our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, purify us spiritually and physically. O Allah, purify us, Ya Allah, from all the sins. We make Tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a clean slate, Ya Allah. Press the delete button of all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether in Palestine, Afghanistan, Syria, in so many countries, in African countries, Ya Allah. Have mercy on the Muslims, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the Muslims, Ya Allah. Unite family members, Ya Allah. Accept our ibadat, Ya Allah. Grant us taqwa, Ya Allah. Grant us tawbah, Ya Allah. Shower us and drench us with your mercy. Emancipate us all from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Let the balance of Ramadan be a beautiful one, Ya Allah. Let us increase our tilawat Quran and ibadat, Ya Allah. Our sadaqat, Ya Allah. And all those people who are sick, give them shifa. All those who have passed on, fill the qabr with noor. All those incarcerated in the prisons of the world, unite them with their family members. Find a way out for them, Ya Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجَلَّهُ مَخْرَجًا. Ya Allah, grant us their taqwa and grant us sustenance from your sources, Ya Allah. Grant us barakah in our homes, barakah in our knowledge, barakah in our lives. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafiyyina maulana Muhammadin wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.